Racing bring you every memorable moment of racing sizzling summer season. This is a sound of summer. Hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys, owners and officials. We've got all of summer racing's hottest stories straight from the horse's mouth. Your best start to every wagering day is Racing HQ. This is the sound of summer. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock. It is Racing HQ setting up the biggest race day of the week. And this morning we're broadcasting from Royal Randwick, where the champion mare returns today at 10 minutes to 4. And it's a beautiful start to the day. They're saying a partly cloudy afternoon and a top of 27. But as our TV viewers can see, Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central, it's a beautiful clear morning for track work that's getting towards the end. And Ron Duffersey is joining us in our OB van here. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. What a morning. Absolutely perfect day for the world's best racehorse, and I can't wait for it. It's one of those days. It's early and, you know, we're still in summer.
Yeah.
And we're already getting a taste of a champion. And a really, really good backup program. This Light Fingers stakes is intriguing. There's some lovely fillies in that race, and I think the anticipation for all their connections to see if they're going to just take that next step as a three-year-old,
yeah,
is up in the air as well.
It is for sure. There's a little bit of a, you know, it's built up over the last few weeks. We've seen a gallops and a trials and things, but the momentum picked up over the airport. There's a massive Wink sign now. Everyone knows that she's in town, and who knows, as Brett Devine has said through the week and the members of the Australian Turf Club, she's expected to have four runs, but you can take nothing for granted with horses.
No way in the world. You know, each run at a time. One, I'm sure they've got a plan to, you know, in place, but yeah, that doesn't always happen with horses. You know, they could get a stone bruise.
Yeah.
You know, you know, little things can happen, and have a little setback, and maybe, you know, some horses lose form. She won't.
No.
She never has.
No, but, no, that's right.
Yeah. It's amazing when you hear Hugh Bowman, isn't it, through the week. We had him on Tuesday, and the media call, they had him on Thursday, that he's not thinking about reminiscing. He's thinking about, I've got a job to do, and he's totally focused in on what he needs to do at 10 to 4 today.
Oh, no doubt. And the news professionally knows that all eyes are on the mayor, but they're also on him. If he makes one mistake, he's going to be the one that has to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, and Aussies, we can often kick if something does happen.
Yeah, we're going to blame someone.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hope that the show is here. And we urge people, we know that lots of kids love getting down. There's nothing like it, Duff, when she does run and those kids get to the front of the fences and they've got the Winx flags and they wave them. It's something that we're not used to seeing.
Yeah, look, and they'll be all lined up to catch those Huey Bowman goggles. When, you know, we should have a little caged area for kids, and we can just see, it's like a rumble in the jungle.
Like they do at Canterbury on a Friday night, they can get out there and enjoy it. No, it's fantastic. So we urge people to get out here and enjoy it. I went for a wander out the front when I got here this morning. There is a lot of extra lawn. The marquees, the big ones for the championships, aren't up yet. So there's a lot of room there that kids can run around and let them rip and enjoy the day. So get out here if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon to see Winx at Randwick. Well, let's talk about other races outside Winx. We're hoping to chat with Chris Waller a little while through this hour, but the TAB Highway has an interesting horse called Pont Main lining up for Wagga Wagga trainer Tim Donnelly. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Tim.
Tim, it's an interesting... Tell our listeners and viewers about the story of Pont Main.
He was bought in France as either a foal or a yearling by the owner. He went to New Zealand and started off there and then came to Australia. He actually spent some time at Randwick. One of the owners has a trainer's license, and he had him in work. And start of December, he actually sent him to me. He had about 6 weeks' work, and then I got him.
Okay, obviously he's had some immaturity or issues, being a five-year-old having his first start.
Yeah, he's had a couple of fractures, Ron, so that set him back, yeah.
Did he surprise you at Wagga, at his debut? I see he was double-figure odds.
Well, it was probably double figures. When you've had a five-year-old first start a mile and run last at your only trial, probably that just wouldn't fit into the big syndicate algorithms. He fitted into mine.
Okay, so you knew he had ability.
I didn't think he'd get beaten wrong.
Okay.
And what about today, then? Can I jump in? What's your feeling today?
Look, I think he's up to him. Funnily enough, I trialled him on the 11th of December. And on the 15th of December, I got invited to one of my best mates' surprise birthday party. And I replied straight away and said, I'll be in Sydney on that day. So, I think he's up to it. Look, it's always hard to jump from a maiden to a class one, let alone a class three, but I think a staying horse can do it. And also, around this time of year, most of the better country horses are actually aiming at the championships. So even if you had a miler, it might sort of switch back to the 1400, whereas, this bloke, I looked at this race, and I just thought, Randwick just sitting down the ground.
So how far do you think he'll go as far as distance is concerned in the future?
Look, he's so relaxed that I would think he'd get 2,400. I looked up the stallion's record in France. He's a very good stallion in France. And the pit distance is actually 1,800. They win 16 to 1,800. But 1,800 metre horse in France would win a long distance here. But he's a really relaxed horse, this guy, so I've got no doubt he will.
And you got a nice draw there. There's a couple of go-forward horses there. Do you think he's got the gait speed disorder box seat here?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't mind if he was a little bit further back if they went along. He would probably a little bit closer than what I thought at Wagga, and they didn't go as far. And that day, too, you didn't see the two horse there. I told Maddie I thought he was a good thing and sort of rode him like a good thing and just started allowing him at 7 and he thought, well, I'm not going to put up with that. And he got going early on him. And he sort of exposed him a bit early, probably got a little bit tired, but he's got a really good turn of foot, so I wouldn't mind if he was further back, but he does jump well, so, I think he's just or six, I would think.
And obviously he's pleased you since that debut to bring him here, obviously.
Yeah, look, he's done well along. Like, I was actually pretty easy on him probably the last couple of weeks leading into Wagga. We had a shocking run with heat, and so I really didn't gallop him as hard probably as what I normally would. I knew it would be better than him and he just wins, so it wasn't a real concern. But since then, the weather's been a lot better and been able to give him a bit better preparation. I only really given him one gallop since. So he's a very athletic sort of a horse, so he doesn't need a lot.
Okay. All right, well, we look forward to seeing him here today and hopefully he can win again.
Yep, no, that would be great.
Good on you, Tim. And we're looking at Albury this time next week for a country championship qualifier. Have you got anything in the stable for a qualifier next week?
No, I haven't. No. I've got a horse actually owned by the same connection, running in 1,000 maiden, and he's run 3 seconds in a row. So he's overdue for a win.
All right. Well, mate, we'll see you here today. Good luck with Pontmain.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Donnelly joining us there. And look, he is a trainer. He doesn't have large numbers, but certainly when he brings one to town, you take note.
He's a good trainer.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of horses with him over the years.
Oh, have you?
When he was training at Randwick, and
yeah.
We had a lot of success, and he used to prepare ready-to-run horses for me, and very close association with him.
Yeah, okay. We're looking forward to seeing him, because your thoughts on that run then, that Wagga run, just listening to Tim then.
Yeah, I just thought... The only thing that put me off was the big price.
Yeah.
I never tip horses in maiden to highway.
Yeah.
And I this horse has got something about him. This is different.
Yeah.
This is 1,800. He's won a mile at his first start. So he does have X factor. And when they went up $12, I thought, I think I'll tip you. But he's gradually continued to firm since then, obviously. He's found his mark now.
Yeah. The scratchings, we'll keep an eye on these over the next 20 minutes or so. The ones that have come through this morning, race 1, number 10, Crystal Falls, race 1, number 10. Then in race 4, number 11, Wayanka came out, race 4, number 11. And Resin's just come out, race 8, number 5. Race 8, number 5 has just appeared into the system. So they're the early scratchings for Randwick here on a good 4. The Penno 5.14 and the rail at 3 metres. They put 4 mil on the surface yesterday morning just to get it through. We had slightly high 20s yesterday and the similar today. So it'll stay in the good 4 range for the early races. And it just sounds perfect listening to Navesh, bright and really healthy.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It should be great.
He's our good mate. I always get anxious when I talk to Pat, particularly when we're here at Randwick, because there's a slight delay. Morning to you, Pat.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, I saw Wayne on TV yesterday, the Sunrise program. Mate, you've made him a star, and he said, no, I won't be worried if we beat Winks.
Oh, he's always been a star, Wayne. No, he done a good job yesterday. He's got no nerves or anything. He's a natural. Might be able to get him a gig in the TV thing, I think.
Yeah, he is a natural, and then nothing phases him, does it? Like Happy Clapper.
They get that from their mother, Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
And actually, when Koshy, because you're always a bit awkward when the interviewee isn't a sort of a full-time racing person, you never know what's going to come. And Koshy did ask the odd question that I thought, how are you going to answer this? But Wayne was solid.
Yeah, no, he's solid all right. He's solid in build and solid in nature.
As his Happy Clapper, he appears in good order. Geez, he trialled well, Pat, that second trial.
Well, Ronnie, Dan always says, well, when doesn't he trial well? But last time in, he two trials, the announcer sort of doing the trials were wrapping him, but I just had that, I wasn't happy. You know how you get the, in this gut thing, and I wasn't happy. But the other day, I wanted to do a bit with him because it was a Thursday, and I didn't want to do anything with him this week. So he only went a bit of pace work Tuesday and a bit of half pace Thursday. So that was the reason for giving him the hit out in the trial, so that we didn't have to do much work this week. Just, you know, excuse the pun, but keep him happy. That was all.
Yeah. It's a tricky race. To, you know, like Tom Melbourne looks the leader, but the question is, how hard is he going to go? Is he going to crawl up front, or is he going to take off? So I think maybe the play is for you to maybe just be on his back, I suppose. Not well, be in the first three or four anyway.
Well, the thing is, if you have a little replay of the Doncaster, he drew one Clapper, and Blade just jumped out. He was contesting the lead for the first 300 from that inside alley, and then Tom Melbourne and a couple of others took it up. But you know, look, Clapper can jump out and go half pace because he wears a Norton bit, so. He'll come straight back under Sam, and you know, I'll leave it up to the rest because Chris has got that many runners in it. Well, you know what I'm saying. And surely they're not going to have her trying to go half pace and interfering, you know, getting caught up in traffic and whatever. So, look, you just from one alley, just let it fan out the way it's going to fan out.
Yeah. How forward have you got him?
After what happened in Melbourne, Ronnie, I've got to take each race as it is. So usually with Clapper, I keep a bit up my sleeve, but there's not a lot up my sleeve, you know. So I'd say I'd have him exactly where I had him in the Canterbury Stakes when he won that first up last time, 13 at Ramley.
What are you thinking about this pre-muffs? Is just because he's fresh and he might get a little excited in the yard like the old days, or...?
Yeah, well, what happened the other day, that at the trials he got really, but it was a very, very humid day, and he sweated right up, and we got over there, and he was going on like a bloody two-year-old, you know, and then he got around behind the barriers, and one of Michael Freeman's lost a shoe, and they had the shoe, so they were around there for a long time, and he just sweated up that bad, and I thought, you know, I sort of held him off him for a long time. I do use him on one of my other three horses, but I thought, well, why not? If it's just going to keep him calm and it's just a bit, you know, quieter, I should do it.
And what is his autumn program after today?
No, just one step at a time, AD. He'll, look, you know, please God, I hope he gets through today healthy. He'd go the Chipping Norton again against the Great Mare and probably the All-Star Mile, you know, so that's logic. And then he's also... Yeah. There's also races, the George Ryder and the Doncasters and whatever, but as my dad said, you'll run out of horse before you run out of races, and that's true this time of year. So there's a lot of options for him, but the All-Star Mile looks to be where he'd be headed. But look, to be really honest with you, I just hope he pulls up good after today.
Just on that point, Pat, he had a bleed in his last run down in Melbourne, and then you had that automatic 3 months, and you've done tests and everything like that that you've told me about, and everything's comfortable with everything. But there is some thought that the first run back off something like that can be very, very good. Are you of that opinion?
Yeah, well, I am. I had that horse ab initio, and he had a bleed. And when he resumed, he just you know, put him to the sword. Right? Look, yeah, we say these things are wise tales, and, you know, I think the old second-up syndrome, that's pretty well gone now. People used to say horses run second-up. So I think you don't hear even people mention that till I mentioned it this morning. But I do think that, first up, I think it's a proving thing. They do run good fresh, but I'd be Clapper runs good all the time, barring anything like that happening. So I'm happy to be running him any time. I'm actually thrilled to be there today running against Winx, honestly, and Clapper just loves Randwick. It doesn't matter what distance. I reckon I could put him in 1,000, he'd run good at Randwick. So what I'm saying, health is my only worry, and we'll just wait to see what happens today.
Good on you, Pat. Great explanations for our listeners and viewers. In the Winx out market, the Clapper's a dominating favourite at $1.70 over, Unforgotten at $5.50, and he's one of Sydney's favourite horses. Many people just say, go the Clapper. Good luck, Pat.
Well, Andrew, while I got you, that's why I can't understand the voting for that thing, that race in Melbourne. Like, we always say Clapper's popular with the two, like, people can win up to 200,000 and whatever, but I suppose a lot of blokes are still keeping their powder dry, as I would, but you'd expect this Clapper run good today, Ronnie, that he'd be sort of being in the top 10 down there, wouldn't you?
Well, I think so, Paddy. He'll get the last minute votes for sure, and if not, I'm sure he'll... I think his record says that he gets the wild card before anything else, put it that way.
I know he'd be getting your vote, RD, anyway.
Well, I tossed up. I'm Tom Melbourne, man.
Tom Melbourne, yeah.
No, happy always gets the, you know, it's Winks happy and then the team.
Ronnie, don't forget I know where you live, mate.
I know that.
Good on you. We'll see you out here. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Pat Webster joining us there about Happy Clapper. It's interesting, this race. Just Tommy seems to be the one that will go forward. We'll talk to Chris Wallace, hopefully, in the next half an hour or so.
Yeah, it looks that way. You know, it looks like gifted the lead, Tom. It's a matter of how fast Tom wants to go.
Yeah,
sometimes he gets a little bit erratic in front.
Yeah, he can. Another scratching out of the Tab Highway. Race 2, number 11, Bills a Goodie, has come out. I think he was one of the outsiders in the race, but he's out officially now, race 2, number 11. So we've now got the scratchings of 8, 9 and 11 out of today's Tab Highway at Class 3 at 1:30. Chris Lees has got heaps of runners everywhere today, and he joins us. Well, where are you, Chris?
I'm in Melbourne, Andrew.
You're down there for Graf and In Her Time, in the Lightning. How are they?
Yeah, both are nice and bright this morning, so looking forward to the race.
Yeah, it's a specialist distance, Chris, but how can we split these pair of yours, In Her Time and Graf?
Yeah, you're right, Ron. It is a specialist distance. They've both been very effective at 1,100 metres, but how they react down the straight at 1,000, it's still the unknown. Probably a lot of horses in the similar boat there today, but I can't split them. I think they'll both race really well. The mare's proven to a point down the straight, and she's a Group 1 winner first up previously. And I'm pretty happy with how the colt handled his jump out last week down the straight. Albeit, you know, he's probably one who's probably more effective at 1,200 metres, but I still think he'll race well fresh.
Yeah, for sure. In Sydney here, you start off with Al Gravano. He's in race 3. He's fit off a win.
Yeah, he's a fit horse. He's in good order. Certainly really appreciated the rain coming last Friday night, but... No, I think he'll get a nice enough run back off the speed. If he stays in that type of form, he'll be competitive.
Caravale resuming in race 4?
I'd suggest she'll need the run until she gets out to a mile.
Mm-hmm. These two beautiful fillies in the Light Fingers, El Dorado Dreaming. This is the second prep for you. She's a good filly.
She is. I think she's a little bit under the radar today. With the one alley, she'll probably race a little closer than what she normally would had she drawn out. I think she'll put herself there without doing any work, and I've been quite pleased with the trials. I'm sure she'll be better suited when we do step her up in trip, but I could see her running a cheeky race today.
Yeah, for sure, and the name on everyone's lips is Miss Fabulous. How's her attitude as far as relaxing, or we won't know till today?
No, well, it's better, but she's still a work in progress. That'll come with a bit of racing, I feel. We'll be riding a conservative today. I think, you know, being a bit fresh, I just had a good chat with Karen, and he's on the same page. She needs to relax today with a big preparation ahead of her. But and on paper, it just could look a little tricky with the pace of the race.
Yep.
But she'll be very strong late. If the race sets up at all for her, she'll be right in the money.
Okay. Two nice mares in the Trishkay Stakes. Obviously, Invincible Gem there. Nice race for her.
Yeah, it is a nice race for her. She's a while out of the winner's door, but she's raced very well fresh previously. She's placed at Group 1 level first up before, and it does look a nice option for her today.
Princess Posh was very tough last prep. She had a lot of runs and kept running well.
Really tough. Yeah. She won first up in the provincial championship heat, and she was still competitive at the end of the spring. So, looking at her, she went out in really good order. She spelled quite well. I thought she just looks still a touch big. I think she'll sprint well fresh, but she'll certainly improve out of the mud.
Okay. We'll just touch on Doomben, because Zippity Doodah looks suited there in the first.
Yeah. I think the 2200 suits him. I thought he's got up there in good order. He's coming, you know, with winning form. And I think he's well placed there.
Okay, you got Raiden and Intrinsic in race 5, third up Raiden and resuming Intrinsic.
Yeah, both probably hard to back, but they can mix their form. Raiden, importantly for him, he's got a soft draw. He over-raced the other day when I put blinkers on him. So I've taken him back off, and if he gets the right run, he can be effective on his day. The mare, she's in good order, probably improves off the run, but could sprint well fresh.
Time of the game, one of the chances for sure.
She's coming out, Ron.
Coming out? And
yeah.
Okay. And Tall Feet Boys, your other runner, resuming in the last?
Strong enough race for him to resume in, but I think he's coming up well. Pleased with his trials. He'll probably improve off the run, but a place to.
Okay. Just trying to read you. I think it sounds like you think the two sprinters will run well in Melbourne, and El Dorado Dreaming will run a cheeky race.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think Miss Fabulous certainly can win, but today, you know, with that, so I think she's well found in the market.
And Chris, with Graf, that workout that Tommy went down for 8 days ago, you didn't have the blinkers on, but they go on today, and Tommy just gave the indication they just turned the horse on the right time, you know, in a big race like this.
Yeah, he's probably sharper in his jump out without the blinkers than I was expecting, so that was pleasing, and they'll go on today, and hopefully they get the job done.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, good luck with the pair down there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you. Chris Lee's joining us there. Have you had much of a look at the Lightning?
I have. I'm thinking with that two-year-old in there. I hate betting down the straight. You know that. Because one minute they're going three-quarter pace and then they're off.
Yeah.
But today, there might be a nice blending, you know, proper 1,000-metre race.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Lean Mean Machine might be the one finishing off here.
Righto. I mean, Chris Caserta has done an amazing job here. He rides work for Tony McAvoy over at Angaston, and I've spoken to him just in text form a couple of times this week, just to, in some way, leave him alone, because he's been hounded. But I saw a couple of tweets from, I think it was World Racing last night, that had vision of him going through it. It's amazing what they do. He had all the gear on, all lathers of gear, and then he in the car and the heater on and all this sort of stuff. Jockeys will be saying, I do that every day. But
exactly.
To ride at 44, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, but his riding weight's 46.
Yeah.
You know, we got jockeys losing 3 kilos this morning, most of them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them anyway.
Yeah.
So he's had to lose 2 kilos. He's the same as another jockey. I read another story. He said, well, I've never had to waste in my life.
No.
It would be a challenge for him, you know.
He's been talking to other jockeys to basically say, how do I do this?
Yeah.
At least I guess the one thing is that he's known for a good 2 or 3 weeks that he had to ride this weight. So it's not as if he's learned on Monday that he was riding at 44. So.
Exactly.
It's a great thing for him, and it's like the good old days to see a two-year-old in a race like this.
Yeah. Was it Desirable that won the Lightning as a two-year-old? Colin Hayes, there was, you know.
Yeah, no, but there was a few of them back in the 70s and 80s, but we haven't seen one. I think it was 1980, I want to say 86, but no, it's a really strong performance. Yeah. On that, let's have a chat with Sam Clipperton, who is back in Sydney and making Sydney home again. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Welcome home. We were just talking about Chris Caserta down in Melbourne today. Sam riding at 44 kilos.
Yeah, geez, it's a lightweight, isn't it? But I think he's a little fella. Chris, he's only sort of walks around sort of 46, so he's only got a couple of kilos to lose. But when you're that small, it's hard to sort of get those last couple of kilos off. But I'm sure he'll get it done. And you know, it's worth doing. It's a big Group One, and sometimes to win those Group One, you need to put yourself through a bit of pain and torture for it to be all worthwhile.
How's your riding weight back from Hong Kong? Are you still light?
I'm not a natural lightweight these days, Ron. But since coming back from Hong Kong, I think it's the workload. I'm really light at the moment. I'm riding 53 on the weekend, and I'm sort of walking around 54. So having just a kilo to lose Saturday mornings is certainly a nice change. Look, how long that'll last, as the body weight always sort of fluctuates. But at the moment, I'm keeping a real good lid on it and doing 53s on Saturdays just to, you know, try and get a foot back in the door and sort of give myself a chance of getting more opportunities.
Well, you'll get those opportunities at Autumn Carnival, riding 53 with a lot of lightweights in Group 1. So you're giving yourself every chance, and riding a winner during the week has certainly opened up everyone's eyes as well.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's been a good start. Had my first winner at Kembla the other week, the Michael Freeman, and then on Wednesday, safe landing for Kurt Goldman. So it's been a nice start. I probably needed to do it just so people sort of are aware I'm back, I guess. It's not easy. There's so many good jockeys in Sydney, and I was only gone 2.5 years, but it's certainly long enough for me to lose my spot. So it's going to take a bit of time and hard work and patience for me to get my foot back in the door, but I'm sure we'll be okay.
You're probably still learning about all these rides that you're riding at the moment, being off the scene, but all cylinders. He did a good job winning at East Dubuque. You would have saw the video.
Yeah, he did. I watched his tapes and had a chat to Glenn Schofield about him, and he has a very big opinion of the horse. He said the win at Gosford was a great win. I galloped this horse on Tuesday morning, and for a two-year-old, he's such a big, robust, strong type of horse. He's got a lot of strength about him, and I think he's got a bit of an engine as well. He's drawn a bit awkward today, look, you know, these two-year-old races, it's always a bit of pressure, so he's got natural speed himself. Not sure where we'll end up, but sure we'll sort of be in the first half of the field, and there's only the one turn of the 1100 at Randwick, so we can just keep him travelling and in a nice balanced rhythm. I'm sure he can be very competitive.
Race 3 leader Juliet probably needs to find some old form.
Yeah, look, he's not a good handy Saturday horse on his day, but seems to be struggling of late, but up to 2400 might be able to change things.
Bolero King wide first up, bobs up now and again.
He does. He's honest horse again on his day. Might need a couple more runs to sort of be getting fitter, but 1300 barrier 10, he'll be striding forward, putting himself on the pace, and see how long he can stay there for.
Eckstein, we all know she's a talented mare, but the form guide says that she's probably better with a run under a belt.
Yeah, look, she's not necessarily, like you said, Ron, she takes a bit of time to sort of come to hand, but I was really happy with her trial the other day. Kurt sort of says she doesn't usually trial that well. She's always out the back and doesn't really do a lot in her trials, but the other day she jumped well. She sat camped just behind the speed and you know, towed me to the line. So, look, I'm not necessarily sort of saying she can win today, but if that's a guide on what's ahead, well, it looks like she's in for a good preparation. So I think we'll just be sort of wanting to see a positive run out of her and see where she's at for the rest of her prep.
Well, it's great to pick up a ride in such a popular horse as Happy Clapper. It's probably a big moment riding the second favourite to Winx.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm bloody excited. It's It's I haven't ridden against him since I run third to her in the Tipping Norton of 2016. So, and haven't seen a lot of her since, naturally being away. But really excited to be riding Happy Clapper, drawing the rails, and he absolutely flies first up. So, he's going to be putting in a big run. Naturally, he's against another one of the all-time greats. But, look, I think Mr. Webster and his owner just want to see him, run well. He's obviously got big plans ahead for the autumn. But, I think they just want to see a good, positive run out of the horse, which I think he will do that. He's tried very good. And, hopefully we can give a bit of a sight. It'd be quite exciting.
Yeah. Race 7 autumn, maiden winner up in class.
Yeah, look, she is up in class. She won well up at Gosford, first up. Gay and the owners look like they're throwing her into the deep end here, but they wouldn't be doing that unless they didn't think the horse had some ability. So she's drawn relatively well in six, and, you can never sort of count right off a Gay Waterhouse runner. She looks like she, if she brings her A-game, she could be in the finish.
Well, I think Frolic in race 8, I reckon she looks to be going well. I thought she had a knockout chance here.
I think so too, Ron. She, I've never sat on her before until I trialled her a couple of weeks ago. And Michael was telling me how well he thinks she's going. And, she had a really strong two-year-old year and quite a lot of hard racing as well. And it's not often those sort of fillies come back as a three-year-old. She just sort of hit a bit of a flat spot there as a three-year-old and struggled to find form. But I think now she's four-year-old mare, and, had a bit more time to develop and mature and get a bit stronger. She may just find some of her form again. She's got a devastating turn of foot. And in the trial, I did see that. She sort of really, particularly the last sort of furlong, she really knuckled down and savaged the line. So she's had a first up run where she ran third, and today she's second up with a good trial under her belt with 53 kilos, so probably never carried that weight in her life. Drawn wide, but she gets back anyway. Sort of be aiming to be for anywhere from midfield to back. We don't want to be sort of last, but if we have to be last, so be it. And if she can put in one of her performances that she knows she can with the lightweight, she'll be screaming home. I think she'll run a cracker.
And you finish with Smart Edge, who's just a genuine, honest horse.
Very consistent horse, isn't he? He's just, he's always around the mark. Drawn a bit sticky, but I worked this horse on Tuesday morning as well on the course proper. On the Kenzo, and I was quite taken how he worked, so... from the mile start, hopefully they can just sort of spread out. We just find a bit of cover. But if we do find some cover, he's going to be letting down well and running his usual honest race.
Well, welcome home and good luck today.
Thanks very much, guys. Good to be home and looking forward to getting out there today.
Now, good luck building your stocks back up again. And I know you're on Chicago Bull next week for the Galagotas family in the Silver Slipper. So you'll get there, mate, on the way back. Good luck with it today.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Sam Clipperton joining us there. Just before we go to a break, those scratchings have gone in from now. These are the interim scratchings for Randwick. A partly cloudy afternoon, a top of 27 out here today. It's a good four, Penno 5.14, and the rail at 3 metres. Race one, number 10, Crystal Falls, is out number 10. Race two, number 8, Mossy Girl. 9, Takaraka, and 11, Bills a Goody. 8, 9, and 11 out of the second. The third, number 4, Zippity Doodah, 9, All Cash, and 10, Fabricator, came out just before interims. 4, 9, and 10 out of the third. Race 4, number 11, Wayanka, number 11. Race 5, number 7, Don't Give a Damn, number 7. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 5, Resin, and 14, In Good Time, 5 and 14. And race 9, number 5, All Too Soon, and 12, Green Suite, 5 and 12. So they're the interims for Randwick. And just quickly in Melbourne, the CS Hayes Ring a Ding Ding has come out this morning. Race 7, number 1, which gives more Sundays a run in that race, the CS Hayes, with Ring a Ding Ding now being scratched. A break. This is Racing HQ. We'll come back. Brenton Abdullah and hopefully Chris Waller before we get to all the scratchings.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from Western Australia. Head west to find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth Yearling Sale at our new Swan Valley Complex on February 18 and 19. Recent graduates of the sale include Life Changers, Lucky Grey, Magnificio, Moment of Change, Leonardo da Vinci and the mighty Blackheart Bard. The 2019 catalogue features 310 outstanding lots by 76 individual sires, from local champions to Australia's best. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
You've seen the plans, and the new fit-out for your cafe will look amazing. Now you just need to figure out how to pay for it all. You should call On Deck. We're the small business loan specialists. On Deck Group has lent $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier on Sunday, February 24. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10. Free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start from Exceline. Trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ broadcasting from Royal Randwick this morning, where there's a lot of sunshine over the top of us. The activity starting to build up. A lot of work staff have arrived and they're starting to prepare. As I say, out the front, the big marquees that are there for the championship days aren't there. So there's so much room out the front for the kids to be running around and enjoying themselves. So be out here, Ron, because it is something special that will happen hopefully at 10 minutes to 4 with the Star Apollo Stakes.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get here. If you've got any interest in racing at all, even if you haven't got interest in racing, come and see a champion. It'll be a good day, and like I said, it's not going to be too hot. It's beautiful weather, plenty to eat and drink out here.
Yeah. We're from our vantage point here, we can see part owner of Winx, Peter Tye. He's going to join us on radio at about 20 to 11 with Debbie Kapitas for our Sky Sports radio audience. If you're heading out, you can listen, but Peter's out here for a TV cross. They jump in and do the lot, which is appreciative of all the media, you would say. Brenton Abdullah now joins us. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
You've got a busy day ahead. You've got rides in every race bar one.
Yeah, busy enough. So it's always good to stay busy and hopefully we can get a result.
Well, you'll be keeping Hawks happy. Hawksy's happy if you...
Well, he turned 70 on Tuesday. Yeah, you've got to look after him.
You've got to keep him happy today. You're riding a few good chances for him. This... unraced horse in the first here, unraced filly, I should say, is Val d'Estaing. It looks to move okay.
Yeah, I don't know too much about her. I galloped her Tuesday. That's the only sort of thing I've had to do with her. She seemed to trial well enough for Tommy. But yeah, look, her work on Tuesday was nice enough. She draws well. We'll find out sort of what grade she is today.
Western in race in the highway. He's racing honestly. And you have to respect Maddie's decision to bring him here.
Yeah, look, his last few runs has been honest. He obviously won 2 starts ago. He's just drawn a little bit awkward from the gate, but didn't even enough highway. But like you said, you've got to respect Matty when he brings him.
Looking forward to the return of Diplomatico. He's only had 1 soft trial during the week, but he seems to have that touch of quality.
Yeah, he's always been a colt who's always had that bit of class. he doesn't do too much at home, so he's hard to get a guide on. He's just more one of those horses that is obviously feeling well when you're happy to go. So, look, it's obviously a dropping grade from his last run. He's coming out of a Coolmore to a benchmark 88. But, look, first up last prep, he was in a 1300-metre maiden when today he's in a 1300-metre benchmark. So he's still lightly raced. He's taken on some seasoned horses that, like I said, he's got a bit of class, so we're picking. Put his best foot forward, and he's definitely right there.
Another one to trial well on Monday was Brutal. Outside draw here, but I can't see too many issues with that.
No, I think the draw suits him. He's obviously, again, he's the unbeaten horse. He's 3 from 3, so what grade he is, well, we don't know. He obviously Hawkey's got a good opinion of him, and I had my first feel of him during the week. He gave me a great feel, so. Again, he takes on seasoned older horses. He gets in light with the weight. He begins. He'll put himself somewhere on speed, and we'll see what's under the hood there at the Furlong.
Yeah, for sure. The main race here on Egg Tart. She's a noted good fresh mare.
Yeah, I was really happy with her work actually last Saturday. I went down and galloped her, and she galloped with Winks, and she galloped really well. Felt great. She was stiff first up last trip. She obviously does appreciate a bit of cut out of the ground, but she's a group one mare on her day, and it's one of those races you can take Winks out, and they're a competitive bunch. So not sure how Chris will ask me to ride her, but I think she's going well enough.
Sylvia's mother, real fitness edge here, and a mare on the rise. Speed drawn outside you here may help you.
Yeah, she's not an easy horse to ride, though, Ronnie. That's the only thing. You know, she's not the sort of filly that you can sort of just jump, give her a dig, and go forward either. You know, you could see the other day, she got racing with me a bit when the speed slowed. And, look, this is her first try past 1,100 as well. So she goes to 12 up in grade. So the main thing is for her, obviously she's drawn awkward, but the main thing is for her to get her to switch off. So whether she pings and she's on speed, whether she jumps fairly and she's a bit quieter, so... I'm just going to have to ride her as the gates open, how she feels. But, look, she's a talented filly. Not many horses could probably get themselves out of trouble like she did the other day. So she deserves her chance in this grade. And, look, it's a good filly's race. These are some of the better fillies we've got. So we'll get a guide where she sits amongst them.
So what you're saying is you don't want to, you know, jump and dig her in the ribs and drive her. That's what you don't want to do.
Well, yeah. Look, I ride for Hawksy, and Hawksy's always to ride the horse, not the race. So, look, I'll just ride her. Look, I'm not saying she's not going to be on speed. I'm not saying she's going to be back either. I'm just going to ride her where she's comfortable.
Yep.
If that means she's on speed, she's on speed. If that means she's back, she's back.
Yep. Bella Martini, geez, underrated mare. Just had no luck in the spring in some good races.
Yeah, talented mare. Bit stiff not to sort of get away with the group one at the end of the prep. And, again, she's drawn awkward here today, but... Look, she's a Gosford Guineas winner in Sydney. Again, she's drawn out, but even competitive mares race, and if she can get some luck in the draw, I'm sure she'll run well.
And you finish with the Avenger, who's got his foot on the till.
Yeah, I read him first up. I thought he ran great. Second up, Sammy thought he ran great. Third up here, he's drawn awkward, but he's down on the weight. Last race of the day, if they can sort of overdo it up front and get last crack at him, I'm sure he can hopefully break through to this prep.
And Brenton, in regard to, if I can go back 7 days and ask you about Esther Jarb, you want to win every race you ride in, but for us, it was just good to see the horse back. How much improvement out of last week will Esther Jarb take?
Yeah, she ran great. You're always a bit sort of, you're not sure how they're going to sort of go first up, especially when horses have had setbacks and wind drops and that. So it's just great to see her there. You know, the Esther challenged me, and she, you know, she could have just thrown the towel in, but to her credit, she kicked and wanted to go. So I think she's in for a good prep, and I think there's a good bit of improvement there, but we'll see when she goes around next.
Okay, we're looking forward to that for sure. Mate, good luck out here.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Brenton. Brenton Abdullah joining us with certainly Diplomatico. You're very keen on it today.
Yeah, I am. Personally, I am. I just want to just tick off the yard box
when
and all that.
Yeah.
You know, one soft trial, But I couldn't imagine them bringing him to the races, you know, underdone, put it that way.
Well, they did it with Esther Jabb just off that one trial, which Brenton fell off. So they can do it away from the track or the trials, can't they?
Well, they can get them ready at home. You know, they're doing it three times today with the horses they've trialled during the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I think he's a good colt. Oh, I backed him to win a Coolmore, so I've got to back him in a benchmark race.
Exactly. So today we've got all those bonuses with Tab. Races 1 to 5 here at Randwick as well as Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, there's that $50 bonus back to you. And, of course, we've got the jackpot as well. There's plenty of those today in regard to what account you've got with the New South Wales Tab. You've got $250,000 projected Big Six pool with the Apollo Stakes. A Big Six here today through the New South Wales Tab. Let's spend a few minutes with Chris Waller. Chris, thank you for your time. And we've got Peter Tye standing in front of us here waiting to do a TV cross. It is a great day. Looking forward to seeing the mare. How is she this morning?
Yeah, she's spot on, Andrew. Everything's ready to go and looking forward to the day.
Obviously, you want her in front of probably a few of your stayers here in the run with a clean getaway, of course.
Just leave it as normal, really. We're not going to get too tied up with tactics. And she should just begin cleanly and not be too far away, I guess, and just be mindful of the speed of the race. But Kiwi does it time and time again and just seems to get it right. And obviously her ability takes her a long way, so we won't complicate things and hopefully she just stays out of trouble.
Yeah. Your other runners, Tom Melvin, is he the leader? Obviously all the maps have got him leading. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, we won't be restraining him if he wants to roll along. We'll just simply go with him and make sure that he's happy. And obviously that'll generate a bit of pace for the rest of the horses as well, without affecting his own chances, of course.
You always said you didn't want to push the button too much with Unforgotten in the spring. Looking forward to this autumn, are you comfortable with the way she's come back?
Yeah, it looks like she's come back well. She's a hard one to get a gauge off from trials, as a lot of our horses are. We don't do too much with them. So you're sort of hoping that they come back and perform race day, and there's no reason to think that she can't do that. So she looks to be in for a really good prep.
And then you've got Egg Tart there, who's a good fresh mare.
Yeah, she's run well behind some good horses without a lot of luck fresh. So Wink's not been there. You would have said she would have been a cheeky chance, but as long as she's finishing off, I'll be happy.
What's the target for the two stayers, Patrick Aaron, Brimham Rocks?
Start off with the BMW, and then I'd say Patrick will definitely head to the Sydney Cup. Brimham Rocks, we're not sure if he needs to go to the Sydney Cup. We think he's a genuine noble cup horse in the spring, so maybe we don't go to the Sydney Cup and just pull up after BMW, but that could be wishful thinking. Obviously, his form will tell us a lot more closer to the time.
Yeah. Your two-year-old filly in the first, Rotator, she could be an improving filly.
I would think so. The first up run was brilliant, and she's done everything right since then, and yeah, naturally we'd expect the two-year-old to improve quite sharply, and she seems to fit that mould from what we're seeing at home.
Gayatri, well, she just keeps getting the job done. She looks strong.
Yeah, she's got a good opinion of her, which is a big plus, albeit coming through midweek staying races. So today's race is not much stronger, really. It's a low-rated race. She gets in pretty well. Obviously, the draw is a bit of a concern. I guess we'll try and be in front of the few if we can.
Perrette race 4, just short of his distance so far this prep.
Yeah, I think each run's been the same, 1,100, 1,200, today 1,300. He's looking for 14 or 15, and offset with a bad draw makes it awkward. So I think go back, find some cover. Maybe come through them rather than setting them in an impossible task. And if they roll along, it's going to significantly help his chances.
Noir, race 5, start off race for her, but she's genuine and should be running on.
Yeah, she just seems to get a little bit better each prep as she gets stronger. So
yes, she's not a bad fresh horse, and obviously a very competitive race, but one that you expect to be attacking the line strongly and one to follow later in the prep.
What's your opinion of this Kiwi filly, Melt, in the Light Fingers?
Well, she's quite talented. Obviously, the Australian sprinters I would regard as best in the world. So it's just a matter of bringing that New Zealand speed form to Australian speed. It's not easy. But she's had a good prep. Everything's gone to plan. And this is a race she's been aimed towards starting in, so that's always a good plus. And yeah, I guess my gut would tell me that she might be a better 1,400-metre horse here in Australia, but today will give us a good guide.
I'd like a push from Adam Rouge. I know it's a tough race, but her trials are great and she maps well.
Yeah, she's a late maturer and we started to see a glimpse of her ability in the late spring. Obviously, it's a big step up to this type of racing, to the race that she was placed in at Flemington. But, yeah, she's trialled really well and her work's been good, so she'll run a cheeky race.
Sweet Scandal, it's probably time to test her at this level now.
Yeah, she's been racing very well in restricted company up on the pace. So, yeah, today, down the weights racing, had some good horses, a tough test, but she should get a nice run again, won't be far away. Doesn't have to lead, but if the lead's there for the taking, would take it.
And the last race, a Girl Tuesday, she's just too good to dismiss off one bad run.
Yeah, I think so. She pulled up without any abnormalities. I just think she struggled in the soft track first up, 1,500, without a lot of horses making up ground in the race. So, yeah, I'm putting a line through it. Her work's been good since, and no reason to say she can't bounce back.
Okay, you got Hursley, the Avenger, and Jake's Hill there as well.
Yeah, Jake's Hill, he'll run a cheeky stayers race resuming. He's one to follow. The Avenger, he just needs a bit of luck, really. But not going too bad. What was it on my ankle and scratched, obviously. Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah. I know you're busy today, but just quickly on Melbourne, Lean Mean Machines, how's the meter?
Cut short for him, but he's come out really well. So I'm sure he'll be running a good race with the 3 weeks time the new market. So not saying he can't win, but just needs everything to go his way and get a nice card into the race and have the last shot of the play.
Okay, and you two, a performer and a Dana, you'd be looking for good guineas trials from them.
Yeah, they both look like they've come up well. They ran at Rose Hill, both of them, 2 weeks ago, and from wide draws they went back and finished off really well, and I think they're both ready to run good races today.
Chris, we thank you for your time. We're looking forward to seeing one mare in particular out here, but all of your team, good luck today.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Waller joining us there, running through them. Duff, Munsey standing in front of you with an egg and bacon roll. You better
he's
get out.
He's talking to everyone that walks past.
Yeah, he's
the ultimate pest.
He runs the show. Thank you, Duff. Duff's going out for his coffee and his egg and bacon roll here at Randwick. We love doing Randwick. We do. The boys look after us. Let's have a look at all the scratchings. We start at Randwick. Good four, Penno 5.14, and the rails at 3 metres. Race one, take out 10, Crystal Falls, number 10. Race 2, number 8, Mossy Girl, 9, Takaraka, and 11, Bills a Goodie, 8, 9, and 11. Race 3, number 4, Zippity Doodah, 9, All Cash, and 10, Fabricator, that's 4, 9, and 10. Race 4, number 11, Wayanka, race 4, number 11. Race 5, number 7, Don't Give a Damn, number 7. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 5, Resin, and 14, In Good Time, 5 and 14. And race 9, number 5, All Too Soon, and 12, Green Suite, 5 and 12. They're the scratchings for Randwick, the first race coming up today at 10 to 1. Newcastle is our main provincial program today. Fine and a Good 3 in the rail at 6 metres. Race 1, take out 4, Cassie's Sister, 5, Just Cosmos, and 10, Royal Eclipse, 4, 5 and 10. Race 2, number 3, Extrament, and 9, Unforgettable, 3 and 9. The third, number 2, Dance Haven, 6, Luna Mia, and 10, Power to Pay, 2, 6 and 10. Race 4, number 2, Professor Marvel, 4, Stone, 11, Nicoya, and 17, The Emergency, 2, 4, 11 and 17. Race 5, number 2, Arrogant, 7, Falana, 11, Age of War, 12, Pinehurst, and 15, The Emergency. Race 6, number 1, Bawan, and 8, Amalia, 1 and 8. Race 7, number 2, Fun Fact, number 2. Race 8, number 1, China Gal, 2, Nothing Too Hard, 6, Lady of Shalott, 11, Time of Glory, and 18, The Emergency. And race 9, 3 More Chili, 4 Gundy, 6 Lady I Am, and the emergencies 16 and 18. They're the 30 scratchings for Newcastle. Our other New South Wales TAB program today is at Orange, Fine and a Good Four, and the rail is True. Races 1 and 2 are clear. The third, take out 1 and 5. The fourth is clear, race 5, number 8. Race 6, 11 and 12. And race 7 at Orange, take out 2, 6, 8 and 14. That's our New South Wales meetings today. We go to Flemington in Melbourne, a fine day down there and a top of 26 degrees. Good 4 and the rail is in the True. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, Young Hostess, number 6. The 3rd, number 1, Malaise, number 1. The 4th clear. Race 5, number 8, Emma Can, number 8. Race 6, number 5, Our Peaky Blinders, 14, Sabotage, and 15, Groundbreak, 5, 14, and 15. Race 7, 1, Ringy Ding, or Ring-a-Ding Ding, and 17, The Emergency, 1 and 17. Race 8 is clear, and race 9, 6, Allman, 7, Mask of Time, 14, King's Command, and The Emergencies, 17, 18, and 19. They're the scratchings for Flemington. Doombit in Melbourne, in Brisbane, I should say, they've got a good four. The rail at 2 metres today. These are the current scratchings for Doombit. Race 1 at the moment is clear. Race 2, number 1, The Carpenter. 3, Devil's Temptation. And 7, Mocking. 1, 3 and 7. The 3rd, number 8, Takings. Race 4, number 3, Takings. And 11, Drummador. 3 and 11. The 5th, number 5, Love and Rocket, 6, Pork and Beans, and 12, Mountain Courage. Race 6, The Current Scratchings, a 3, Winter Passage, 8, Royal Half, 11, Time and Again, and 13, Accomplish. Race 7, number 2, Scalapini, 9, Mashani Electra, and 10, Ignite the Light. And race 8, number 1, Johnny Be Quick, 5, Mr. Marku, 10, Foxy Housewife, and 12, Our BB. They're the current scratchings for Doombin Racing today. And in Adelaide, we're on the course proper in Adelaide at Morfordville. They've got a fine day and a good four, the Penno 5.17. Race 1, take out 1, number 5, Durability, and 8, Swan Island, 5 and 8. Race 2, 1, Comfortable, 10, Exalted Maxine, and 11, Pandia, 1, 10 and 11. The 3rd, 7, Frankid. Race four, number 5, Streets of Avalon, and 7, El Sicario. Race 5 at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 4, Taya, 7, Knotted, 11, Street Cycle, and 13, Datura. Race 7, number 10, Midora Yama, and race 8, number 4, Red Chews. Race 8, number 4. They're the current scratchings for Morfordville. Peter Ellis to preview on radio at 11 this morning. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing. The rest of us will be back to look at today's Star Apollo Stakes Day here at Randwick.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier on Sunday, February 24. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10. Free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
And here is a champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The
only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at English.com.au.
Dynamics indicate.